To understand how the pledge continues to shape, and some might say warp, politics within the New Hampshire Democratic Party, consider this recent exchange between the party's two gubernatorial candidates at Dartmouth College. First up, Steve Marchand, who thinks the pledge is self-defeating.
So when we say don't take the pledge, look, it's going to take more than 2 years to get out of the hole that's a century in getting to this point. But culturally, let us begin. We need additional revenue.
And here's Molly Kelly.
And I have been clear that I do not support a sales or an income tax. And there is no one running for governor in this state who does support a sales or income tax. And I understand that to be the pledge. So I just want to be clear. I have been clear about that issue.
Okay, to be clear, let's parse this. Molly Kelly opposes sales or income taxes and wants it known. Steve Marchand, meanwhile, opposes the pledge and says the state needs new taxes. But what Marchand isn't saying and what Kelly points out is that he doesn't actually favor a new broad-based tax.
There is no one running for governor in this state who does support a sales or income tax.
The last bit is interesting. Kelly had the chance to highlight a difference where her position is the one that spelled electoral success for decades, but instead she chose to blur it. And if you listen to Kelly as she campaigned earlier this summer in Littleton, she sounds almost apologetic about taking the pledge.
I think you also have to be honest about where we are. It is part of our culture. It is a very hard thing to change. The people of this state have been real clear. They're not ready. Maybe they will someday.
Kelly may not sound proud of her embrace of the pledge, and Marchand may stop short of truly flouting it by proposing a broad-based tax, but for anyone running for governor, the logic for taking the pledge is clear. Candidates who don't win. In 2012, Jackie Silly ran for governor on an anti-pledge platform and lost badly in the Democratic primary to pledge taker Maggie Hassan. Silly says it taught her an unwelcome lesson.
I've learned that since that campaign, it was an absolute no-starter that you could not win in a general election by not taking the pledge in New Hampshire. And I find that really sad.
But 2012 was 6 years ago, and if you attend Democratic political events these days, like this party picnic in Greenfield, and you talk to candidates up and down the ticket, many will tell you things may be changing.
I think the pledge is an antique.
Lisa Bodwin is from Temple. She's running for state rep and hopes to fight for what she calls an equitable tax structure.
You know, we need to explore all the ways in which taxes are unfair toward working people and benefit people who can afford to pay their fair share. So,
but does that mean simply, you know, we ought to tax based on income?
I would need to hear more from the experts on what is an equitable tax structure in order to have a detailed position.
Which is a pretty smooth deflection for a state rep candidate, and non-committal answers are what you mostly get if you press Democrats who say they oppose the pledge on the income tax. And that even goes for people whose political identities are already synonymous with it.
The first step to solve a problem is recognize you have a problem.
Back in 2002, Mark Fernald was the Democrats' pick for governor. His platform centered on enacting an income tax. He lost the general election in a rout to Craig Benson. He's running for state senate this year.
What I've said from the day I announced is we need the legislature to create a nonpartisan commission to study how we're taxing now and how is it unfair or how is it fair, and then look at alternatives and see if there are improvements we can make to the way we raise money. I have said we don't get this fixed in 2019.
But people who want to change New Hampshire's tax system do think the day is coming. Some expect the same thing that gave us the statewide property tax, a lawsuit over school funding, will force change. But this election is also an interesting test case. It's the first in a generation that won't include a Democrat whose political career was defined by their pledge taking. No Jean Shaheen on the ballot, no John Lynch, no Maggie Hassan. And Democrats like Executive Counselor Andrew Valinsky, who believe New Hampshire needs to rethink the way it raises money, see an opportunity.
I'm making a point in this campaign of trying to normalize the discussion of taxes. And so I'm pretty straightforward about not being beholden to the ghosts of Bill Loeb and Mel Thompson, and that we should not be bound by a 1970s political slogan.
But if I said, Councillor Valinsky, where do you stand on an income tax? What would you tell me?
I tell you that we have to have broad-based understanding of how the current system is a failure.
For Democrats of Walensky's mindset, one trick will be proving that an openness to broad-based taxation doesn't spell electoral failure for anyone running for governor. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.